Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Thank you so much for joining today, where I'm going to give you some guidance on boosting your self-confidence and growth. Just before we do, though, I'd like to give you a gift as a valued listener for committing to yourself and the podcast. Now, one of my favorite apps is Blinkist. This is an app where you can get thousands of non-fiction books summarized into 10, 15, 20-minute summaries in either ebook or audio format, depending on what your preference is. Books like Think and Grow Rich, I've enjoyed listening to on there. Now, until the end of Monday, the 29th of November, if you click the link in the description below, you'll receive 50% off an annual membership. And you can even have a 7-day free trial. So if you want to find out more and take advantage of this before the end of Monday the 29th, hit the link in the description below. Now, let's get you back to the episode. Do you feel like people bring you down? Well, today I'm going to talk about the power of your peer group. So through my life and experience, I'm working with other people. I've come up with four different kinds of people you can have around you, or four different groups of people. So the first one is people who are good quality, into the same interests, and really push you. And these are the awesome people you want to be surrounding yourself with the majority of the time. The second type of people is the people who are into the same things, but perhaps don't push you as much. And then the third type of people are people who don't necessarily have the same interests, but their friends, their family, they're nice people. They're not bad people. Okay. And then the fourth type, it's just toxic people, and you just don't want these in your life at all. Now, for me, I'll go through examples of my life, going through these four types of people in terms of who you can have in your peer group. But for me, I don't have the final type in my life anymore because I've got too much self-respect for who I am and what I do to have any kind of toxic people in my life. Immediately, if someone's toxic, they aren't getting into my life. I've had the odd negative message on social media. That's usually just the troll hiding behind a keyboard. But, you know, I just delete it or block it or whatever. And I don't actually get that many of those. So I'm quite fortunate. But, you know, maybe getting more of that in future. Who knows? But anyway, those are the four levels. So the first type. Now, the first type you sometimes have to pay for. Now, usually, actually, most of the times you do, but they're worth it. There's a phrase called pay for your friends, in which you might join a community, a program, a coaching program, and you pay a bit of money, but you meet, and I've met some of the most amazing people. And these are people in like things like masterminds. And if you're not familiar with a mastermind is when a growth-driven group of people get together, they pay to get together, and they really, really get their heads thinking and help each other grow their businesses or grow themselves in life, you know, whatever. Usually one of those kind of areas, but you're growing yourself as a person. So that type of group is an awesome group for development. These are people who can really, really push you beyond your limits. Now, I really like that group. I like going into a group where I am the small fish. So I can get destroyed by people, not in a negative, not in a nasty way, not in a toxic attacking way, but in a way that they can, you know, really question me and push me for growth, because we need to get uncomfortable for growth. And I love being the small fish. Okay. And there's actually an episode I did a couple of weeks back now with JJ Villa, and he talks about the inner critic and how it's made him grow in terms of getting people who can really push you. Because these kind of people have had experiences that you might not have. And these can be great people. Now, I've met those kind of people when I pay for friends. Now, if you're thinking, all right, I don't really want to pay. Well, I'm sorry. The reality is, if you want to grow as an individual, you're going to have to invest in yourself. Now, sometimes you've got to be a little bit creative with that kind of investment into yourself and think, okay, what can I save there? Can I get out a loan for this? Now, is it important to invest in yourself? Well, ask yourself this. Do you want to grow? And if you do, you need to invest in yourself a little bit more. Because the quality of your life, and I was going to bring this up later, but the quality of your life will be affected by the quality of people around you. And when you get into, and I'm not saying buy friends like you go on Amazon and buy someone for $4.99. I made that joke in one of my quality peer groups the other day. They found it funny, which was good. They probably went, oh, typical Johnny's been sarcastic again. But, you know, I'm not saying you need to buy friends off Amazon for like $4.99 would be a bit cheap as well, wouldn't it? $4.99, whether that's dollars or pounds, £5 or whatever. But I'm saying if you opt into things like masterminds, into group coaching programs, you can meet high quality people. People who are also into investing in themselves. Okay. So that can be a really great place to meet people who can really push you. But you know, you could also meet someone in person who may have gone to an event you've been to, and actually you two are both growth driven, or you might meet a group. But this first group really makes an impact. And yeah, like I say, I love being pushed. I make friends with people who make like triple or even more times the amount of money I make in my business, and they're always pushing me. They're doing superb, but that makes me grow to another level. Now that kind of peer group is going to be really, really effective. The second group, okay, maybe I could have done this in the other order, but your second group, so that's the kind of people you want to spend your most amount of time with. And the second group are not people you want to discount from your life, or the third group that I'm going to go into, but they're people who you don't want to spend all your time with, okay? Now, I've got people like this in my life as well. These are the people who might be into what you are. So for me, I absolutely adore personal growth. I am obsessed with personal growth. I just don't understand like why I wouldn't be. I know people like different things, but the idea of creating the best version of yourself and growing constantly is so exciting to me, okay? But I have other people who are interested in personal growth and they're on a development journey. Now, they may be a similar or slightly behind or a lot behind sort of journey for me. And that's fantastic. We're all at our different paces. And I love supporting and helping people as much as possible on that journey. And this may be the same case for you, or might be different. But if I'm the big fish all the time, I don't have as much opportunity to grow. And therefore, I'm not, the only way I can possibly go is down. And these people aren't negative. They're not toxic people or the third group. These are just people at their own level and they're building themselves up. But if I'm not being pushed like I am in that first group I said, then I'm not going to be able to raise my standard and grow and go towards what I want. Okay. So these people I will spend time with, talk to, catch up on, give as much value as possible. And, you know, I don't know everything. I could learn some things from these kind of people as well, because they're going to have experiences I haven't. But if I spend all my time, I'm going to be the big fish all the time, and therefore I'm not going to be able to grow. Now, some people like that. They like being the big fish, but it doesn't give you opportunity to grow. I used to be like that. I used to be like, I don't want to be the group where I'm in, you know, not seen as doing really, really well. But now I love it. I love it, the opportunity to thrive. I love getting constantly pushed. There's one group I kind of joined, and there's one of my coaches, Rob Dahl, who's got a great podcast. They got a great community there. And there's so many amazing achievers and people doing awesome in that group. And actually it really pushes your standard. It's like, I've done this, I've done that. And it's not all about what you achieve. It's about who you become. But constantly pushing each other. So that's that like first group. But the second group of people, if you spend too much time or majority of your time in it, you're not going to grow. And then we come to the third type of people. And again, these are people you do not discount from your life, but you just got to be cautious about the amount of time you're spending with them. Now, for me, I have lots of different groups of friends I've made over the years, and I've been so fortunate to. But some of them aren't interested in personal growth. Some of them don't necessarily, they're happy in their kind of like stable jobs or whatever. They want that kind of security. Now, that is fantastic. And I'm so pleased for them if they love it. You know, what I want is going to be different from what you want, what someone else wants, okay? But if they're not interested, they don't have the same value of personal growth, that's absolutely fine again for them. But if I'm spending so much time with them, I'm going to start taking on board their beliefs and what they think, and I'm not going to be as driven, okay? So be very cautious about the amount of time you're spending with people who aren't aligning to the same values you've got and what you value and what you want in life. Again, you can spend some time with them, and these could be people like your friends and family, maybe your friends you grew up with or your family, but you don't spend too much time. Don't spend the majority of your time with them. Obviously, things like close family, you might be with them a majority of the time, but particularly your friends, just be very cautious about the time you spend with them. And I've got this in, like I say, I've got this in my life. I've got close family members who are wonderful, amazing, fantastic human beings, but just don't have the same growth drive as me. Now, I will talk to them, spend time with them, and, you know, be there for them as much as they, you know, as much as I can. And when the opportunity is needed, or I didn't say that right, but when's needed. But I don't talk to them about my growth and goals as much because they just don't get it. So again, you're not discounting these people. You're just reducing the amount of time. You're making sure you've got a good amount of time in that first group. Those people are really going to push you. And then I talked about the fourth type of group, just toxic people. Remove them from your life as much as possible. Okay. Like if you've got toxic, don't care how long you've been in a toxic friendship or relationship or whatever, you've got to remove them. Simple. Now you might be saying, well, that's not simple. It is simple. I'm going to be honest here. Is it doing you any favors if you're saying it's not simple to remove a toxic person out of your life? It is simple. It's just not easy. It's not going to be easy emotionally. Like, you know, you might be in a toxic relationship. You might be in a toxic friendship. Now, you've got a choice to walk away. It's not going to be easy. No, there may be difficulties financially or as well as emotionally, but simply you've just got to get away from it. Now, obviously, unfortunately, in the world of social media, we may also get toxic people attacking us online. Now, you just got to delete and block as much as possible. And you can report people, of course, but I'll go keep it really simple. Just get rid of them. Now, if you've got a family member, obviously what you've got to do is speak to them and tell them about it and try and remove yourself from them as much as possible. Okay. So those are the four types of people I wanted to go through with my own example. So I've got a few steps you can start doing to implement this in your life. And there's a great quote from Peter Sage before I go on, and it is, love your family, but choose your friends. Okay, so I want you to think about that as well. So the three questions I want you to think about, and ideally write these out. Don't just go away and listen to this and get motivated and do nothing about it. So write out what you would want in a peer group. Put 10 things that you would like ideally in a peer group, a bunch of people around you. Second, I want you to list in your life how many people are supporting that. Okay. Are there people who support that? Now you might say, it's not that many who support it. Now these might not be bad people, but just ask yourself honestly, do you have many people who give you that? Now I've got lots of people who support my growth, luckily, because I've been focused, well, not luckily, because I've worked at it and getting the right groups. So then the final one is list places you can meet people who hit your peer group criteria. Now, this day and age, fortunately, we are very blessed because we have a thing called the internet, the kids are talking about. Anyway, as you're listening to this. So there's plenty of things like Meetup, things like Facebook, many communities online where you can meet people. And that's where I've met lots of people. So think about that for yourself. Okay, so what's going to be the consequence for you if you keep allowing negativity in your life, not improving the quality of your peer group? You can work on yourself, but what's going to happen if you have constant negativity? Even negative, when I say negativity, I'm not talking about necessarily people being shouting abuse at you, but perhaps people who aren't supporting what you're doing, don't agree with what you're doing, or perhaps they just, they aren't as driven or as far along the journey as you. What's going to be happening for you if you don't upgrade your peer group and start investing in good quality peer groups? What's that going to cost you in your life? Okay, so I've been there as well. I've been there when I've just been like, I'm comfortable here, you know, this group of friends, I'm doing really well. I feel important, I feel significant. And lots of us like to feel important. That's why we get threatened by going into a new group of people, or finding a new group of people, and actually we're trying to push to their level. But yeah, ask yourself, what are you going to do? What are you going to implement from this podcast episode? How are you going to start finding groups? Like I say, paying for friends is a common, what's the word I'm looking for? Common factor that I've spotted between very successful entrepreneurs. They pay to get in mastermind groups or certain groups, and they meet high quality people who they spend a lot of time with. Like I say, you can keep people, friends and family in your life, but just be very cautious about who you're spending time with. And speaking of which, in terms of your peer group and people you're spending with, we are going to have a great peer group in my new program, the Overthinker to Action Taker Academy, that's coming out in January 2021. So you'll be hearing a lot more about this over the next couple of months, because it's going to be launching in January. So it's going to be a program where I'm going to be using some of the best tools, strategies and learnings that I've implemented to improve my own confidence and help the lives of many people I've coached in many different areas, from engineers to artists to authors to coaches, many, many different people, and actually helping them really instill self-confidence into themselves, but at the same time taking action, getting them out of their heads. And this is what it's all about. It's for growth-minded people, if you're one of them, and I'm sure you are if you're listening to this, to help growth-minded people really start taking more actions. And there's a high level of accountability in this, to get out of our heads, because we can all get caught in our heads, and to start taking action. So if this sounds like something you want to do, don't think about it, because that defeats the purpose of the whole program. Don't overthink about it. Take action. Just send me a message saying growth to coaching@johnnypardo.com. You can find this in the notes below as well. And we can add you to the list. Now, calls will be available to see if you're a right fit for the program. But if you're interested, I'd highly suggest emailing me so you can start to get your name on the list for that program. Okay, so look forward to hearing from you, and I'll look out for your email. So thanks again for listening today. I really, really appreciate you. And if you've found this episode valuable and you want to share it with friends and family and share more about peer groups to them, then please give this podcast a rating so we can reach more people. If you've done so already, thank you so much. And thank you for listening today. I really appreciate you. And remember, work on that self-confidence every single day.